Welcome to Thumb Broadcasting. My name is Tate Cervantes. Your news update is brought to you by Eric Lundy, your local financial advisor at Lundy Financial Services in Bad Axe. For stocks, bonds, CD mutual funds, and IRAs, contact Lundy Financial Services at 840 South Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. Securities and advisory services offered through Prospera Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC. My name's Tate Cervantes. I am here with the news for this hour. An update on a unique program was provided during the last meeting of the Almont Community School District's Board of Education. Board Secretary Russell Bureau did a presentation on the Watchdogs, Dads Are Great Students program that is being used in the Orchard Primary School to support recesses, classroom support, student safety, and more. The Watchdog program involves fathers, stepfathers, grandfathers, and father figures who volunteer at least one day a year or more to help enhance security and create a more positive, safe learning environment. They can help patrol school grounds, help with traffic, supervise school events, and assist in the classroom to act as a positive role model and extra set of eyes and ears. The goal of the Watchdog program is to increase father involvement in the schools, provide positive male role models for students, and deter bullying by creating a greater sense of security. During the meeting, Superintendent Kimberly Von Hiltmeyer reported a significant achievement for the district. U.S. News and World Reports recognized Almont Middle School and Orchard Primary as top schools, and that the high school listings have not yet been released, according to Von Hiltmeyer. It was also noted the district will be getting a new resource officer starting in January of 2026. In other matters, the board will conduct a work session at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, December 9th, with a Board of Education meeting at 6:30 p.m. on Monday, December 15th. Saginaw County's 911 Dispatch Board convened Thursday morning to address a mounting staffing crisis and complaints about working conditions at the county's Emergency Communication Center. My apologies. The board met at 9:30 a.m. at 3211 McCarty Road in Saginaw Township, where members listened to concerns from dispatchers and administrators about how personnel shortages are affecting operations. Officials have said the issues are impacting Saginaw County's ability to maintain adequate emergency dispatch coverage around the clock. Dispatchers have reported that the center is significantly understaffed, forcing remaining employees to work extensive overtime, in some cases totaling more than 800 extra hours. Employees described rising stress levels and fatigue as they try to keep up with incoming calls while positions remain unfulfilled. Speakers at the meeting also raised broader workplace concerns, including morale problems and the pressure of handling high call volumes with limited staff. Several dispatchers warned that the current conditions could affect response times and overall public safety if the staffing situation does not improve. And Michigan's minimum wage already took a couple of big jumps in 2025. It went from $10.56 an hour on January 1st to $12.48. an hour on February 21st, as part of a court-driven reset to an earlier wage law. That wasn't an issue on your pay stub, for sure. That's Michigan trying to play catch-up. We're not done there just yet. Under the Improved Workforce Opportunity Wage Act, Michigan's minimum wage is scheduled to rise again to $13.73 an hour on January 1st, 2026. Then another bump on January 1st, 2027, bringing it to an even $15 an hour wage. That's a roadmap to a higher livable wage here in the state of Michigan. All of this is happening while the federal minimum wage is still stuck at $7.25. That's where it's been since 2009. States like Michigan have basically given up on waiting for DC to do anything and are raising their own floors instead. We will be back with our national and international news after this brief commercial break.
Are you currently in the market for a fixed-rate corporate bond? This is Eric Lundy with Lundy Financial Services.
Get a 10-year fixed-rate corporate bond with estate features at 5.9% from the Ford Motor Credit Company. Additionally, get a 5-year fixed-rate corporate bond with estate features at 4.75% or a 30-year fixed-rate corporate bond with estate features at 6.4%, each from the Dow Chemical Company.
For more information, please call me at 989-269-7427, and we can see if this type of investment would be appropriate for you.
Corporate bond rate is based on $5,000 minimum purchase. Advertised rate is valid as of 12/2/2025 and subject to change daily without notice. Securities and advisory services offered through Prospera Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
And we are back with our national news. The U.S. Navy conducted a lethal strike on a vessel in the Pacific Ocean that military officials say was transporting illegal narcotics, an operation carried out under the administration's intense campaign against drug trafficking and now raising questions from lawmakers about oversight and intelligence. Internationally, Haitian gangs have mounted large-scale attacks in the Oust and Artibonite regions, forcing hundreds of residents to flee as authorities estimate that armed groups now control about half of Artibonite, including the key town of Port Sande. And we are heading now to our weather with Steve Adamson, and I will be back here shortly.